What's the concept behind Chillfest?
Strangely, it was a drunken night out with some friends. It was coming up for my company's 15th anniversary, and I wanted to do something very different. And I literally just turned around one night when I was out with some friends and went, I'm going to put on a festival next year. And the rest is history, so to speak.
So you'd never done anything like this before?
No, we've been, as a company, we do sort of quite a lot of work in the music industry. And again, as a company, we've worked within specific areas of sort of festivals and so forth. But we've never sort of worked on a festival from sort of the ground up.
How is the festival different from some of the other big music events that people might know?
That's a very good question. I've always described Chillfest as a boutique festival. The attendance is around about 7,000 to 7,500 people a night. And it actually means that if you really want to sort of get up close to the stage and see Tony Hadley, you can.
Is it quite, I don't know what the right word would be, refined, sedate, relaxed?
Yeah, all of the above. Because of the genre of music that I'd chosen, and that's sort of got a lot to do with my age, you're looking at sort of the average attendees are probably people in their very late 20s up to their sort of early 60s and so forth. So it's a really nice sort of balance of people that we actually have at Chillfest.
And the lineup this year, it's like a who's who of the 80s, really, isn't it?
It certainly is, yeah, it certainly is, with sort of Human League headlining on the Saturday along with Tony Hadley and Nick Kershaw. And obviously we've got Heather Small, UB40 and Aswad on the Friday as well. We spend a lot of time, we just spend many, many weeks in the office looking at sort of different food traders. And yeah, obviously we offer sort of the hamburgers and the hot dogs and so forth. But we've been sort of very specific where we've got a really, really nice sort of fish and chips set up, paella, donuts, pork wraps, and the list goes on, pie and mash, Brazilian food, Thai food. We've got an amazing eclectic mix of food.
Something else to mention, the loos. You have the option for luxury toilets.
Yeah, again, we're obviously very well catered for sort of toilets and sort of so forth at Chillfest, but we've added in a little bit of luxury, which we sort of started last year and became very popular, where you can actually, and it's sort of mainly for the women, I suppose, go into a sort of a lit cubicle that's got ceramic basins, mirrors, et cetera, and redo your makeup, et cetera. And it's proved to be very, very popular.
Now, people can't camp over at the events, which I suppose changes the dynamic. It doesn't mean it's in a bad way, but I suppose the sort of people, again, who will go want a bit more comfort than a tent.
Very much so. I mean, it's something that we considered. I mean, to be very honest, we don't really have the space. So we decided, just to keep it as two separate days. And I think, again, with the age group, people actually like the idea of attending a festival, but then at the end of the night, sort of returning home. I mean, what we found, especially over the last 2 years, as soon as we released the dates of our festival, within days, in some cases, all the local hotels become fully booked.
You're in Tring, or just outside Tring?
We're in Tring, yeah. The actual festival's in Tring. It's in sort of the grounds of Pendley Manor.
So describe the actual setting.
Look, it's beautiful. I mean, it's the actual site, which is obviously a very nice field. It's it's almost like a Dairy Lee triangle. So we've got the stage at the thinner end. And so you've almost got what would you probably describe as like a Roman amphitheatre. It actually sort of slopes very slightly. So it just suits exactly what we're doing. You know, if I had asked somebody to create a space for me, they've already done it. So, you know, it's quite amazing, really.
Now, for people who don't necessarily know their geography of that area, Tring's a small place, so maybe accommodation is booked up. But where are you relatively near to? If you're going to drive down for the weekend, where can people look at booking stay in cheap sort of, I don't know, Premier Inns or Travel Lodges?
Well, we're only the sort of the largest sort of major towns to us would be Hemel Hempstead, which is around about 8 miles from Tring. And then in the opposite direction, you've got sort of Aylesbury as well. So you've got two major towns. Watford is less than 30 minutes sort of down the road as well. So, yeah, we are, Tring is, I call it a village. I think the population's around about 12,000. And if you can imagine over a weekend, we have around about 13 or so thousand attend Chillfest over the weekend. So we sort of bring in a lot of people over the weekend.
And you've got a website, Steve, so where can people go and get all that information?
It's www.chillfest.co.uk.